something good.
Tell me that you like it, yeah.
Hey everyone, welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Some of You show. My name is Alisa.
My name is Liz. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, girl, hey.
It feels like
the last time we spoke was 3 months ago. And it wasn't. Yeah. But I have to say, in all honesty, I'm in a slightly better place.
Okay.
But because my son did not go out last night or the night before, but on Friday night, which was the day after our last show, he came home about 8:30. I thought, oh, my God, that's great. He's home. I've been willing myself to sleep before 11 o'clock every night because I just, I'm in so much pain when I'm awake that I'm just willing myself to sleep because it's just too much to bear. So I thought, great. So maybe I went to bed about 10:15, 10:30. I hear a noise. It's like 3:30 in the morning. I'm like, what? Is he laughing at the TV? What's going on? And I come in. He's with two of his friends. Now, he's not supposed to have friends in the house. Two of his friends. It's 3:30 in the morning. But when I got the whole story, and I told the kids, I'm like, I have no issue with you. Because these kids, you know, they get judged as thugs, whatever, because they're younger, they're black, and whatever. So I'm like, you guys are fine. My issue isn't with you. It's with your boy. Whatever. Well, it turned out, he snuck out of the house at 11:30 when I was asleep. Hmm. And he got jumped. And they stole his phone.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what I'm saying. I'm slightly better.
Because he had to deal with the consequence of his actions. And, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's okay.
His injuries were minor, but he got a little roughed up. And his two friends were, quote-unquote, helping him.
Okay.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't kick anybody out right then and there because I was just, like, in shock and I didn't want to cause a scene or whatever. But then, like, at, like, 4:30, I'm like, you guys got to go. So you got to go. So I did not sleep, really.
Yeah.
I was shook. I was a mess. I was totally freaked out. I was hysterical. Crime is definitely increasing in the area. New York is kind of getting back a little bit to the old days, in a sense, where this was like the post 9/11 shine is fading a little bit, which makes sense. It was a long time ago. We get it. So, I was so shooken up that I felt completely broken on Saturday. And thank goodness I have really brilliant, smart, very resourceful friends. And I called my one dear friend, who's a top psychologist here in New York, but we're really good friends. So I know her dark side, which is great. I said, I need a referral. I said, I need a hookup. I'm in trouble. I have to. So I'm seeking therapy now. So it's like I can't.
Good.
I haven't been to therapy since Cole was like a year old. So it's like 18. It's a good 18 years. But I went for off and on for 18 years. Do you know what I mean? Because I went very young. So, like, I know the drill. And if anything, the shrinks tell me their problems. And that's why I stopped the last time. But anyway. true story. So I reached out for that, and I'm just saying to myself, like, just something has to change. Do I have to pull him out of the school? Does he need a new environment? Does he need to go to a boarding school? Does he need to go to a therapeutic school? Does he need to go to a residential program? So I, for hours and hours and hours on end, researching, talking to people, going online, it's so cost prohibitive, and the thought of having my child live the better part of a year away from me, for I just, and it's also so, it's like poor people can't like have problems, okay? It's just so, mm-hmm. It's like rich people problems. It's crazy. We're talking like $20,000 a month, like crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. Or if it's affordable, it's like in the Dominican Republic. Okay, we're not doing that. So it's like trafficking. No, can you imagine? No, it's like who would sleep? Who would sleep? Unless I was moving there and, you know, whatever, but no. So my second thought was, or my conclusion after hours and hours and hours and hours, like a zombie. I was so exhausted and so shook. My anxiety is at an all-time, and I'm on, it's medicated anxiety, so, and I'm not changing mm-hmm. my medication. It probably mm-hmm. should be upped, but I'm not doing that. I'm managing it. I'd be in the psych ward with everything that's just the alarms that are going off in my head, and the pain and the panic, and I'm keeping it at bay, but it's something I have to be very mindful of. So I, no way, I felt so fragile. I felt like a piece of paper. So I'm not going to leave the, just not going to leave the house. I didn't have to. I didn't have to be anywhere. I canceled what I could cancel. And it was just, let me just go online and see what I'm going to do for this kid. So I found a summer program that's a therapeutic summer program with some academics, but it's for kids with emotional and behavioral issues, but more emotional. The whole, like, mm-hmm. boot camp punishing thing, that's not going to work. This is a wounded child with a you know, a sprinkling of mental illness. We got an email from the teacher yesterday that during science class he decided to sit on the desk. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm apologizing to the teacher. Blah, 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 blah. So I said, we're very close, and I'm very open and honest with him. And I said, the only way that I feel that I can help you is to put you into a therapeutic summer camp program. And I showed him videos, and it's like, no distractions, no technology. You're in the wilderness, and you have to work together as a team, and you're talking to therapists all the time, and you become friends, and you stay away from your risky peer group. I mean, I pulled out a royal blue pair of pants for him to wear today just to get him going to school. He's like, oh, I need a neutral color. I'm like, don't give me no gang talk. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Neutral colors. I'm like, okay, so let's look at the beiges and the grays. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I'm like, you're 12. Okay. So I said, if you would just get to school at a reasonable, forget being on time. If he's 15 minutes late, that's him being early. Okay. So maybe he's going to be about 15 minutes late today. I'll take it. He was adamant to not go to school yesterday. And I was just like shaking. I was just distraught. And I said, I need to breathe. I need to figure out what help you need. You have to go to school. It's not up to you. It's not up to you. Please love me enough to just go to school. Just show, I don't even care what you do. Just show up. Physically show up. If that's all you do, fine. Just show up. The fact that he didn't go out last night, the fact that he didn't go out the night before, regardless of he's without a phone, because, of course, who has to pay for the deductible for the insurance to replace the phone? Mommy. So when I tell him, I mean, this just sums up my marriage in a nutshell. So when I tell him on Saturday, afternoon after I had figured out the steps I need to take for the insurance with the phone and all that, I said, call your father from the house phone, because if he's trying to call you, he's going to think you're ignoring him because it's going to go straight to voicemail because we deactivated everything, right?
Mm.
So he calls his father. Meanwhile, I'm paying the utility. I'm paying for the kid's phone, okay? I am paying for the kid's phone. I am paying that expense. First question out of his mouth. Is it under warranty? First of all, how about are you okay?
Right,
how about are you
right.
okay? How about are you okay? Are you okay? Number one. And number two, why are you asking a 12-year-old? Does he even know what a warranty is? Are you paying the bill? Mind your business. Now, because I was so shook, I just let it go. Checked myself. Like I got to, in that contrast, I got to observe that, wow, I did not react nor respond to that. Good for you, Liz. Because I was ready to thug it out because I'm so crazy right now. I'm so shook. I'm so tired. I'm so distraught. I'm so raw. I'm so frazzled. I'm so mentally fragile, vulnerable. Half the time I'm walking around, I'm shaky. I mean, that's just, I can't contain this, the enormity of this. So, of course, I want to lash out. But I didn't. And so then I took the opportunity. Did I tell you that we got served? I told you that? Did I tell you that?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe this happened Thursday. Maybe it happened Friday. I don't know. So I knew this was around the time that we would know the status of the divorce. Mm. But look at me. Karma is really funny. So I opened up my mailbox. I guess this is Friday. Guess this was Friday before he snuck out of the house, this Friday afternoon. I don't even remember. My whole time and space, it was just the other day. Anyway, mm-hmm. I open up the mailbox, and I'm like, Steve got jury duty. I'm like, uh-oh. And then I see,
no.
I'm like, shut up, bitch. Shut up, girl. And then I see, sucker. It's like, yeah, you're full of yourself. Then I see another envelope with my name. I'm like, oh, I got jury duty. And then I look closer. It's like Supreme Family Court. I'm like, oh. So I open my envelope, and we have to go to family court to go before the judge on May 31st. It makes sense. If I'm not asking for child support, I'm not saying anything about custody, I'm the custodial parent. I'm not saying anything about anything. You know, I wanted to make it as, like, bare bones as possible just to have as little involvement with him. And also, who's paying for all, like, the legal papers and all that? Hello? That would be me. But, you know, the law is the person making more money, more money pays for the legal fees.
Oh.
But... I'm like, nope. I'll eat it. It'll be the best meal of my life. I will eat these costs. I'm not even going there. I'm not going to fight over fees. I'm not going to fight over money. And I'm very blessed, again, to have brilliant friends in the legal profession that have been very generous with their time and advice and their guidance and their services. I've been very, very fortunate. Again, friendship is an investment, and thank goodness I've invested wisely in my relationships because people are really just so supportive and kind and generous. Yeah, so that happened, I guess, earlier, I guess the same day that he snuck out of the house that night. So to say I was a wreck is an understatement. I think I would have lost my mind, literally lost my mind, if he went out last night or the night before. He didn't.
Sure.
And that he's hearing me somewhat, and that he's showing somewhat of an effort as opposed to just completely shutting down. And, I mean, he has taken to throwing things in the house, slamming doors, threatening, suicidal ideation. So the fact that, you know, he really heard me today, the pattern's 2 steps forward, 10 steps back.
Mm-hmm.
But because I'm so honest with him, like, this is like your shot. Like, if you do what you can to not get left back and to avoid summer school, then I can get you into a therapeutic summer program. The summer program is a fortune, but nothing compared to the hundreds of thousands of dollars that a full time, which I don't want to do anyway. I couldn't bear the fact, but yeah. But you know what? He has a college fund. And if I want my child to be alive to go to college, I think he needs the help.
Right.
Now. Yeah. I'm not going to quibble or micromanage. So of course I had to call his father yesterday to say, I'm looking for a residential program. I don't know. This is before I realized I made the decision that, okay, I can do something for the summer. That can be financially manageable. I didn't know how much the full-time programs were costing, so I was just alluding to him, like, we're not capable to give him the help that he needs. I have to find a different school situation, this, that, and the other. I said, how much is in the college fund? Well, it's this. I said, just give me a number. Don't tell me, well, in the 529, this and all that. I don't to answer the question. I don't need that a prologue. Just what's the figure?
Mm-hmm.
Gives me the figure. And I said, I have never been in more pain in my life. I've never loved anybody the way that I love this child. I'm standing by him. I said, we can't lose another child, so we have to do what we have to do, and this is what I'm doing. I'm doing everything. Like, I've blind copied him on updates to the therapist. Like, you name it, this mother is, like, searching high and low ferociously to handle her child's welfare. And then, of course, he got very despondent, like, this is so messed up. And I could tell, oh, no, now we're going to lead this into the relationship, into our marriage. And I said, don't you dare say anything about our marriage, because I'm broken. I will lose my mind. But of course he doesn't hear me, and I can see that he's going in that direction. Well, I hung up on him. I care. Mm. Don't make this about that you feel so bad. Just don't, nope. And you know, they say God gives you what you can handle. Obviously this part of the parenting, you're being spared big time. And I have asked my son this question very recently just to check in, not to make any assumptions. And I say to him, this is a yes or no question. I need an honest response. Would things be more difficult and more painful for you if your father and I were living together, or if your father was taking care of you and I was gone? He said, they'd be so much more worse.
Mm.
I said, okay, just want to hear it from you. Not unsolicited. I mean, that's my feeling, but this isn't a competition. This is so not about me at all.
Right.
Yeah. This is about keeping somebody alive.
Right.
Yeah, and there was a shooting 900 feet from us.
What?
Yeah. Mhm.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
You know, on 20, you know, across the street from McDonald's, the Duane Reade.
Yeah.
On 26th Street. Yeah. Some
there.
Probably somebody with some probably high what person whatever robbed the Duane Reade at gunpoint right by my house for $100. Ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh.
Just $100. I'm like, oh, my God. So somebody's life. So my son could have been at the wrong place at the wrong time, loitering.
Right.
With his punk-ass friends, and he could have gotten, you know, shot by accident. That's the Russian roulette of it all.
Right.
So I go crazy when he goes out at night, especially during the week. And plus, it's school. It's a, you know, what about school? And he pretty much checked out with school. And I said, you can turn this around. If you look at your teacher's eyes and you say, this has nothing to do with you, and I'm so sorry, I've been going through some stuff, and I'm willing to get myself back on track, and thank you for all your help, blah, blah. I said, right there, your grades would go up. Just by looking them in the eye and saying that, because they're rooting for you. Right now, they feel like, if you don't care, why should they? You know, and when he is at his most despondent, I don't care if the cops shoot me. I don't care if I get left back. What's the point of going to school? That's why he needs a therapeutic environment, away from
right.
with no without distractions. So I'm doing. There's a place in New Hampshire I'm looking into that looks really, really good. Yeah. So that's I'm on a mission. There you go.
My goodness,
girl. So I'm like, in the fact that he went to school on time and didn't go out last night or the night before is doing wonders for me. But I'm
right.
I'm very emotionally bruised right now.
Sure.
I feel
sure.
very beat up. Yeah, because it's every day. It's like, I called my mother hysterical yesterday after I got off the phone with the kid's father, because I could feel like, oh, he's blaming me, and will he have the audacity to blame me when we face the judge? But as some very good friends of mine told me, that judge has seen it all.
Mm-hmm.
That judge is a woman. I just have to be myself, and I'm very fortunate because I'm actually meeting with somebody that I know who has spent 20 years in family law, and we're meeting on Thursday so that I can just be as educated as I can. So I am sitting down with a lawyer on Thursday, so I'll be fine.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This I don't play. Like this, I got to do what I got to do. But, oh, to say I'm frazzled, I feel like I'm in shreds, it's an understatement. Yeah. But today feels a little bit better, so I'll take it. Because he went to
school.
I could see that he was trying. So I'll take it. He's alive. Mm. I'll take it. Let's just start with the basics.
Mm. Wow.
All right. How about you, girl?
I'm good.
Thank God. Thank God. I'm so glad. You sound good. Oh, my little Teddy Graham's good. Yes. Oh, my God.
Mm. You're funny. That's funny.
Gives me comfort. It comforts me.
This past weekend was kind of crazy. I ended up picking up an additional wine pour on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Very, very last minute day, almost 6 o'clock. And I had checked email. Apparently, someone had called in like 3 minutes before or whatever. I'm like, not so close the other day. You know, I just listened to it. She was, of course, looking for something the next day. So I said, let me call her back.
Good
you
for
know.
You, customer service. Yes.
Let me call her back. So she's just not, you know, I just don't want people calling, like, you know, the next morning. Hey, can I, you know, I called
right,
last
right,
night.
Right.
No one
you
called
follow
back.
Through. Yes, that makes sense.
Yeah. So I told her, I said, yeah, we're completely booked. I don't have anybody available to drive. I said, normally, if it's this late in the day, if I'm available, then I will drive. But I said, I'm even driving, you know, the next day. So I can't, just don't have any time. Anybody to spare, but you know, we could do it on Sunday. And she perked up right away. No problem. Yeah, that would work because we're, you know, they were staying in the area for the whole weekend, up where the wineries are. So they're like,
oh,
yeah, that
perfect.
Would work.
Nice.
So I'm like, all right, well, you know, I'll send you the information, and she paid in full, you know, deposit and everything. So and they're from the Atlanta area. They just knew it was going to be a really nice weekend weather-wise. And they wanted to, obviously, last minute, just step away and go hiking, enjoy the weather, enjoy the mountains. And she thought about the whole wine tour thing. She said, well, you know, I just know that I don't, you know, no one needs to be driving after we've been, you know, out and about. So
correct.
She said, I found your company. So it was very pleasant. I mean, this, just to her and her husband, just the two of them on Sunday, definitely a little more low-key. And it's just not as busy as it is on Saturday. Now, Saturday, I had just a bunch of wild women. It was hilarious. It was.
Oh, yeah?
It was hilarious, but then it's like, okay, near the end, we're like, okay, now we're getting a little sloppy. And
yeah, the girls start to get sloppy. Oof.
It's time to get back in the car. Gotta get you back home. But these were the main client, even who was like crazy. She's a boss. These are mostly, I think it's her sister, but then a bunch of her coworkers or her employees at this they work for the mortgage part of a bank. They're fairly social people trying to close deals and whatnot, but they all have been together for a long time. I'm sure they work hard. They definitely party hard. They were ranging from like late 40s to 60s.
And, oh my God. That's funny.
And it was, here I am. I do a lot of these tours, and it's mostly women. It's mostly because women like the wine. And they're always like, it's a bachelorette party or, it's just a girls' weekend or whatever. So it's just, always want to get together and just drink a bunch of wine and have fun and have a driver that we can trust. So
right.
These women, the main client, she won this doing a silent auction.
From
one of my clients. Like one of my other clients called me and said, she said, my company wants to buy one of your tours. So we'll buy it from you, but we're going to auction it off. So it's only paid for. So
nice.
As opposed to me donating, it's already paid for.
Yeah, you don't have to donate, thank God, right?
Yeah. I mean, I do enough donations, actually. So it's half the time they don't even follow up. Even they have a whole year, they don't ever follow up.
Right.
So I guess, I think I would win.
you win. Right.
But so this one, on the phone, it's hard to tell what people are like because she sounded older. When I saw them, they're all like, all of them are blonde.
Of course.
Like, they're all like put together and they're ready. Like, they are like, if the wineries were a club, then that's sort of what
they were dressed for that.
They know it's during the day, they don't wear the wedges and all kinds of impractical, stuff.
Oh,
like it's
God.
It's hilly out there, it's hilly. So and I knew it would factor in by the end of the day because you just don't drink like that and go up hills and stuff like that or fall down hills as the case may be.
And heels, oh my God.
In these wedges.
Wedges,
they,
right.
They apparently had just, like I said, they're pros at doing this because they're like, she'll be fine. Just walk it off, whatever.
Walk it off.
By the end, honestly, by the end, at the end of the day, like I said, things normally do get a little sloppier anyway. But there's usually a few tears. Someone's overwhelmed. They're
right. I love you so much.
Some major issue that I just have to tell you, okay. So everyone's like, just trying to calm her down and words of encouragement. But they're like, Alisa, we love you. And, I wouldn't wish us on our worst enemy. I wouldn't wish us on Satan. So thank you for keeping us, together.
I wouldn't wish us on Satan. That's funny.
But,
and
yeah,
you were good. You're the perfect person. You don't judge. You make sure everybody's safe. you can appreciate the charm of it. You can. It's sweet.
Oh, there's a part of me that's like, man, I cannot. Like they're talking about all the concerts they're going to, like not just in the Atlanta area. Like, we're going to see Bruno Mars in Nashville in October. Like that's the level that they're at. Like they're because like I said, they will travel. They're like, remember that time they were in Vegas? And I can only imagine.
Oh my God!
They're a handful, and they work hard, they party hard, and they
good
drink
them.
All day.
I don't know how people do it.
They drink all day. I'm sort of in awe. My liver is in awe of you guys. I just can't imagine. By the end, it was getting a little more like a liability issue. I'm like, we need to get out of this winery because I'm pretty sure the owners are already kind of
were they loud
at all of us? Like, well, it's just they were a little crazy. This, you know, intentionally kind of rolling down the hill. I mean,
that okay, that,
yeah,
that sums it up.
Like a cheerleader pyramid. Like, hey, I'm like, okay, oh
cheerleader,
my God, no.
No. Someone's gonna break a hip.
Exactly. In fact,
oh my God,
one of the women who rolled down the hill, her sister was like, no, don't break a hip. It was a little nuts. So we were.
Yeah, that, okay, that's a little messy. I get it. That's like Jersey Shore realness. That's like a little much.
Yeah.
You
know, end of the day. But, you know, the funny part, I mean, the thing is they were fine. I was hugging them goodbye. I mean, I even dropped them off at a pub because they're like, oh, yeah, we were planning on going to see another band, one of our favorite bands play.
What?
And so they instead of them taking an Uber from where I picked them up, which is at our office, I'll just drop you off. If you're going to do Ubers anyway, let me just drop you off where you need to go. You all fit in this car,
right.
So let's just do that. And like, oh yeah, that's great. But yeah, they were still going strong. Was,
you drop them off at a pub?
Yeah, that's where
they're still
going to go.
Oh,
they're
some heavy. Those girls
are
some heavyweights. Oh my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, well, they're gonna eat some dinner. They're probably gonna get a few more drinks and enjoy the band. And then they're gonna call their husbands or boyfriends and have them pick them up or take an Uber. Probably take an Uber. But
that's crazy.
But they're hugging and it's, oh, you know, just thanks again. And they were just crazy. Like, you know, they all along the way, a few of them would come up to me and say, I'm just gonna apologize for, you know, so and so. I'm gonna apologize for all of us. We're gonna try to keep it together. But yeah, you know, you've been such a sport. So, like, okay,
that's sweet.
It's all, you know, everyone's like everyone's best friend, you know, big kisses and hugs and oh my gosh.
Right. I love you so
you,
much.
We
like,
want to do it again. I know.
Right.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious.
Right.
But I told them, I said, especially the one that fell down the hill. I'm like,
oh my God.
But, you know, hope you feel better. You know, you're gonna feel all this in the morning, but you know, have a good night.
Oh, you know, she woke up and then 5 minutes later her body followed like, oh.
Well, she, what,
the
she
next
came
day?
To the car and she looked at her hand and it was like she had scraped up the palm of her hand. She's like, how'd this happen?
Oh, Jesus.
All of us would just look at her like, okay, you fell down a hill. Remember that time? You meant to do it. You said it was intentional. She was had rolled around. She was all kinds of Georgia red clay on her.
Oh, my God.
It's time to go.
Let's wrap it up.
Here again. Can never show my face here again. To the point
right.
that it could get.
Right.
The,
so you just made it in
part,
the nick of time.
Right. I'm like, yeah, and we were actually over the time. But it was one of those where you can't reason with them to get in the car.
Like children.
Because,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm just like, you know, they'll end it eventually.
right.
You know, and that's fine. I have to get better at that, though, in terms of setting those kinds of boundaries. It was a fun day, but I'm like, you know, I when I got back, I called up some friends, and you know, I had two beers myself. I'm like, you know, I just gotta
right.
Hello. Take the edge off, you know.
Yes, of course.
But I think just for the story value, like one of the bajillion stories I have of going on these wine tours and some of the craziest
right.
people, they're probably at the very top of the list now. Because they,
yeah.
I mean, there's just a lot of stuff that they were doing. I'm like, oh, I can't unsee. I can't unsee some of these.
Can't unsee this. Oh!
Well, there was a full moon on Saturday and not just on Sundays.
Were they mooning each other? No.
Just one person, I think, and I think
just one person.
Her friends, just the one. You only need the
oh
one.
Oh my
dude.
God!
But I remember because I don't always hang out with them the whole time. You're like, yeah, come hang out with me, like, you know, while I'm not drinking, enough.
Right. So what's
hang
the point? And right, you gotta just let them do their thing.
But I remember walking around to check in on them, and I'm like, oh, okay. She just and her friends. So did everybody. Everybody who was facing in that direction at some point. So, at several points along the way, like at that one very last one, people were coming up, because it's very festive. People were coming up and saying, so how much wine does it take? You have to tell me, how much wine does it take to be like you? Like, how much, yeah. I have to know that magic number, because they are all impressed. These are like, these other women are like, oh, how much wine does it take to be like that? I'm like, oh my God. I don't know if that's
like,
a question
like that's the thing. Like, that's like swapping recipes. Like, you want to, really? Like, that's a thing. So did you use butter or shortening? Like, come on, what the, stop.
Right.
Thank God.
Perhaps the funniest part, I had talked to my
how
mom.
How much wine does it take to be like you? Oh.
I talked to my mom yesterday just to catch up with her, and I had her just giggling and laughing uncontrollably. And I was kind of surprised. Maybe she didn't hear everything, but she heard everything. But she said, oh, you know, they're just having a good time. I'm thinking, if I never told my mom I did a feel like, you know, I had done something.
I know,
like,
right?
Oh,
they're having fun. But if it was you, you'd be like, okay. You'd be like in the Philippines, like, you know, being like somebody's servant, working off some debt. Oh, my God.
I ship you off. I got to ship you off. You're uncontrollable, you know.
Right. I cannot control
yeah.
my debt. Yes,
yeah.
I have to find a therapeutic summer camp. But bum. In New Hampshire.
They're just having a good time. They saw that they had a good time. Yeah, Mom. They definitely had
a good
time. Oh,
my God. It's amazing when it's not their kid. It's like, are you kidding me? Even your full-grown, middle-aged daughter, you know, I'm talking about myself. Really? Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's too funny.
Oh, my God. That's it's so funny. The dynamic will never change, mother-daughter.
I know.
Ever.
Everyone else can go crazy but you. Even your brothers can go crazy but you.
Yeah, you can't go right now. But no,
you
no.
should not be drinking beer out of the bottle that no one laid like. I'm like, okay, I'll put it in a cup.
Girl, that sounds. Oh, she. Up. I'm telling you, they're the same person. Oh.
It's so unbelievable. Like, I'm welcome. You drink beer. She's like, drink it out of a cup. Oh, classy like that. I get it.
Yeah, it's a red solo cup. Come on.
Right. Doesn't matter. I think it's because it could be anything.
Not a bottle.
Well,
too masculine.
I could just lie about this. Like, it's already, it's one less to throw away, one less thing to clean. We recycle it. It's done. It's good. What's the problem? Well, we have a couple of hands raised, so I thought
let's take
some
calls. For
two.
Because, you know.
Yeah,
I said my fill.
Oof. All right, Erica 843. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Good morning. How are y'all?
Good, caller.
Good.
Is it Brittany?
Yes.
See, we recognize that twang.
Yep.
Hi, girl.
Yep.
What's going on, baby?
Oh, I love y'all messages, so I
okay,
just
great.
Call in for
then,
a message.
We'll get you one. All right, so stand by. I'm just finding, oh, my God, I have notebooks for the show, and, like, this notebook is almost all filled up. Okay. Stand by and ready when you guys are. Just say pick when you're ready, Brittany.
All right. Okay.
Okay. The number for this message, Elisa, is 314.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your message, Brittany. Take a step back and feel how far you've come. All your mistakes and successes have combined to formulate the wisdom which you now offer and serve. So you have something to offer. Maybe you don't realize it. That's why this message is telling you to step back and really see the fruits of your journey.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times we so want to avoid conflict that we dismiss the journey. But if we embrace the conflicts that we have worked through as part of the journey, that's where the wisdom comes in. I'll read it one more time. Take a step back and feel how far you've come. All your mistakes and successes have combined to formulate the wisdom which you now offer and serve. And this also tells me, too, I don't know if you've been thinking about expanding something to do with work or even your spiritual life, or that you're more than a follower. Like, there's something more for you to offer. Like, it's time not to hide so much anymore. That's what I'm picking up with the energy. Is that in the neighborhood?
Yeah, I'm trying to expand. I've been studying for a while for, like, the military. So
oh,
I'm trying to pass my test and go in. And,
you can do
you
it.
Know,
that's what this yeah. yeah. So step. Yeah. So you. So good. So that. Thank you. So that tells me like you're not. You're thinking small isn't serving you anymore.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because. It says what the mistakes and success have combined to formulate the wisdom which you now offer and serve. And, you know, they always say this with the military, thank you for your service. Thank you for serving. So you have to own that this is you being of service and step back and to see, like, that you've absorbed more than you're giving yourself credit. Thinking small just keeps you small.
Yeah.
And 314, I'll turn it over to Lisa. But that's good, though. That's a very strong message, so that's good.
Yes, because, that message is for me because, you know, I had, like, you know, two people to say that they don't see it coming. And
yeah, but that's
them. It's not
for you. You know
me.
Why? Because you're pushing
and
buttons. Let me ask you a question. I don't mean to interrupt you, but this is an energy thing. Because I don't want to make the story more important than you. That's why I'm cutting you off. So it's not to be rude, it's to switch up the energy.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Any of those people saying, I don't see it, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, are they doing anything ambitious with their lives?
I really don't care.
Yes or no?
Probably not. I'm not
probably,
sure.
Yeah, exactly. So if you don't care, then why are we even talking about it?
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. That's why I cut you
You're
off. That's right, because you in my army now. Okay.
Okay.
I'm not going to turn it over to my my Sarge. I don't know what the hell.
Okay.
Okay, anyway. Sergeant Elisa.
I'm getting a little crazy now. I'm getting a little crazy. Sorry, yes, sir.
Drink the beer out the bottle. Go ahead.
Well, Brittany, that number sequence, 314, if you notice the middle number is number one, and that's you. That's you taking in all this different energy from the number three. Three is about your energy. It's about expression, too. But taking all that, all the expressions and things that you would normally do and adding to it just your own take on it, from your experiences. And on the other side of that is that four, which is one of the big words in that message is about formulate. And four is about having a plan. So you are, in a way, what you're doing is you're looking at the things that you've already gone through and taking stock of what you learned from them, whether it's just how to look at yourself a different way, how to talk about yourself a different way. And also, you know, how do you handle conflict? How do you handle challenges? And you didn't mention the military because it's about you knowing yourself in any case, whether it's military or not. But
right.
But to know who you are, that way it's not like someone's going to try to break you. It's just if you know who you are, you know what you can do. And then you can actually say, and I can build on that, because you're going to learn a lot more when you're put in difficult situations where, you know, it's someone's life on the line, you know, or you know, lives on the line. So it's a much bigger picture. It's interesting because a lot of people, when they're looking at in their spirituality, they realize there's something much bigger outside of themselves. But you still have to know who you are. It's true that our ongoing conversation with you, as you're getting more and more confident and you're just taking things to heart, you're realizing what you're capable of, and also what you've probably been tripping over yourself about for a while, you can let go of that. It's knowing all these different things about you as you're growing and you're expanding, and you're still not giving up. And that's the important part, that you haven't given up on yourself. You're always going to want to stretch and give yourself the benefit of the doubt and say, well, I don't know, but I'm going to try it. And the difference when you're doing this out of confidence versus out of fear makes a huge difference. It means everything, because it means you're okay. You're going to be okay no matter what. Like, you're confident. You know that. When you're out of fear, you don't know. So that I don't know is so big that you probably don't do anything at all. you won't even take the chance. But with that inner confidence, you'll at least take the chance because you know you're going to land on your feet no matter what. And all, by the way, all those numbers equal 8, which is a power number.
That's
about your power, your manifestation. But you know, these bigger plans are goals for you, and you're not doing it by yourself. You know, you may feel like you are at times, but you're not. You know, you're taking in all the experiences of people you're with. You're getting advice from people you trust. But you're doing, you know, you have to do your work, but you're not doing it in an isolation. So that's important too. It takes a team. You know, teamwork makes a dream work. That's the whole point. So good luck to you, and I'm glad you called in. It's a good message.
Yeah,
thank
this is
you.
Good. No, Brittany, you're on the right track, but receive that. Because if you are doubtful of that, then you're going to get a doubtful reflection back. Received
okay.
that you put in the effort and the time and that you made the investment. So you're getting a return on your investment.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well,
thank
keep us posted, girl.
Okay.
All right, darling. Good message.
Take care.
All right. Take care, honey.
All right. Next call is area code 818. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, based in sunny Las Vegas. I'm in sunny Mesa, Arizona, watching the sun come up. I'm just on fire. And the young lady, I'm going to tell you how much confirmation that says the Lord, coming from the Holy Spirit. I was born in St. Louis. My foot was caught in my mama's rib. She had to have a C-section for me to get through here. I lived in St. Louis. I'm St. Louis personified. 2018, 8, 314, that was right on point. 3, the 2 and the 1, that's God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I got so much stuff going on. I got a lady that's about to get elected as mayor that's going to come on our radio show, and I'm just, like, on fire. And just to hear the energy on the Universal Energy Show, it's when I come on this show, it's a spiritual cleansing, not saying that I'm coming dropping bad spirits.
No,
I'm
there's no such
positive.
Thing. Spirit is spirit. No, it's what we imbue on that. No. Spirit got nothing to do with that.
What I'm saying is I'm getting the positive energy.
Exactly.
I'm getting the light.
Yeah.
I'm getting the wisdom. I'm getting the realness.
Oh, that makes us so happy.
I'm getting the good, the bad, the ugly, but also getting the love because y'all have passion and purpose. It's not
exactly.
just y'all doing it just to be up early, just to
no,
do it. No,
are you kidding?
Y'all, people getting breakthroughs.
put
it like this. Y'all are like the Tony Robbins of blog talk. So
oh,
it,
my
it,
God.
You can't buy
that?
It. You,
can we quote that? Yeah, let's quote him.
Yeah, y'all better keep that. I gave that one to y'all for free. But I just wanted to call and tell y'all, sisters, man, I love what y'all do, and y'all
well,
are really
you know what?
Good.
Why don't we pull a message for you? Would you like one?
Yeah, come on,
okay,
man.
Okay, so you know the routine. So you'll hear the music, say the word pick, and you'll pick your message, okay? So I'm ready when you guys are.
Pick.
Okay. Oh, 2-digit number. Those are rare. 96. Here's your message. True passion with focus reveals vocation. The energy match is aspiration. This frequency overrides fear, exhaustion, and pain as creation is love. This is such a perfect message for you. I'll read it again.
Wow.
This is like, this has your name on it. True passion with focus, right? Passion with focus reveals vocation. The energy match is aspiration. This frequency overrides fear, exhaustion, and pain as creation is love. And this is for anybody that wants to do something outside of the norm. This is when Brittany was talking about, well, these people say they don't see it. I'm like, any of those people got anything going on? She goes, I don't really care. I said, why are we talking about it? Same thing. So that even though I'm dealing with a very painful divorce, I'm dealing with a son, a young black beautiful son that looks older than he is. I'm trying to keep him safe, and that concern as a mom, and that I'm a filmmaker, and I'm trying to finish two movies and doing all these things and taking care of my kids and all. Like, the fear gets overridden because the love of the creativity, the love of my children, the love of my work, so you, the love of your ministry, that, yeah, so you're gonna work when you're tired. You're going to face the fear head on. It's such a perfect message for you, Rev, pastor, or whatever you are. It's amazing. It really is amazing. And the number I said was 96.
Yeah. It's good for me. That's good because Tupac died in that year. That's a very touchy year to me. Yeah, I'm a big Tupac fan.
Yeah,
so
I was too.
I mean, that was
day.
Right
yep.
on the money. Mm-hmm. So that, I mean, you just don't that transcended the universe. Like, that hit me so hard to my spirit and my soul. Like, out of all numbers, that one would pop up. I'm just blown away.
Okay, so let's hear what Elise has to say about it, because you're absolutely right. Go ahead, baby girl.
Well, the 9 and the 6, I mean, these are loving and teaching numbers. I mean, the 9 is definitely a universal, teaching, compassionate soul type number. It encompasses all the other numbers, 1 through 8. So that's that bird's eye view of being universal and knowing, having an idea of what everyone else is going through, because you've probably gone through it yourself. And then that 6 is saying, it's saying, I can help you if you want the help. I can help you, and I can help you through love and with love. Because there's a sense, it's not just compassion, man. It's that knowing that everyone is that love, and they don't always see it, you know. So to be able to draw it out of them and have them see it and see how much they've accomplished, for example, see how far they've come, even if they think they're not where they need to be, it's sometimes needing that reminder from someone who has the experience of lifetimes, you know, sometimes to say, you know what, this is gonna you're gonna be able to work through it, and just saying it as lovingly as possible, but also as inspirationally as possible. It's important because people can't get complacent, right? They also can't be too hard on themselves and they just give up. And the whole point, even with this, kind of ties in with Brittany's message of, you know, don't ever give up. Don't give up on yourself.
Yes.
Right,
yeah.
Because at some point you will be that person offering that light to other people, and you may not even realize you're doing it. You're just doing it, just because that's
right.
It's not about I gotta be that person, because no one
right.
wants, when butting in, you know, you want it to be received, and that's partly why you ask and you shall receive. There's an ask part that some people who don't know how to do that, they never do it.
Yep.
And then there are people who don't know how to receive. So some people do
Thank
the asking
you.
Really well, but they don't receive it. And some
right.
people don't ever think to ask.
Right.
You know, to begin with. But there's a perfect flow that has to work with that. So having that 96, that's saying you're already there. Just continue. Keep on doing what you're doing. Remind yourself. Do it for you. Do it where you realize, you know, acknowledge where you come from, how far you've come. Where you want to go is great. It keeps you going. But always remember, you yourself are full of love, and there's a lot of love both to give and to receive. That's what makes this world better.
Amen.
Amen.
I got to say this, man. Now, what's really blowing me away, and which y'all didn't know, and this what tells me that this is real, y'all are really where y'all supposed to be and destined on this earth to do what y'all doing. Well, in the last, I say in the last 5 days, I've had about, I say 10 hours of sleep collectively.
Ooh.
Out here, 30 minutes there, 40 minutes here. But I've been going, conference calls, website,
well,
more radio shows.
See?
So everything that you said,
yep.
everything that you said, it's like yep. it's like if it was one of them on reality shows, and y'all was a camera crew. Y'all was right behind me.
Right.
I mean, you
That's
can't
great.
Buy that kind of radio, man. I just, I really appreciate y'all. Y'all keep
you.
Doing what y'all doing. Y'all got to reach
you,
out to me, because y'all need to be on real radio. And I mean by real radio, I'm talking about.
Yeah, we know.
There's a lot of there's a lot of other other platforms out there.
Yeah.
They don't have any content, and they have one show, the 1 30-minute show, and they just go. They got a 24-hour network and 1 30-minute show playing 24 hours. They have no content.
That's crazy.
I need to have them call you, and they can go through your archives and download it. So people need to hear this kind
yeah.
of stuff, because it's real. And if
yeah.
it wasn't
well,
real, I wouldn't endorse it.
Listen, the
it.
Fact that, yeah, we We really appreciate that. And yeah, any referrals, whatever, yeah, they can just contact us. And the email is loablend@gmail.com. That's loablend@gmail.com. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. Call it anytime for a message.
Yeah, thank you, Pastor Don. Hope you get some rest, thank too, you. But, you know, that's part
yeah,
of
get some rest.
You can take care of yourself, but we love
even
we love
God rested on the
thank
seventh day.
Thank you for your energy. Yeah.
Right. Thank you for
I'm
your
right
energy.
Here. I'm going to keep listening. I'm right here.
All right, baby.
I appreciate y'all.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
So it's what is it? Is it Pastor John?
Pastor Don, D-O-N.
Don, because I was calling
Pastor
him Rev.
Don.
So I was thinking of Reverend Rev, like
yeah.
Run DMC. Okay.
So. Oh, you're so funny. You're so funny. Well, I want to ask for a message because today
yes, girl.
Is my birthday.
Oh my God.
I am my
I'm so sorry.
Year.
Oh, my
no,
God.
No,
oh,
to
my
be sorry
see?
About.
See?
I know. I, no,
this
listen.
Is, oh.
Don't just. We're going to pause that because I know what you've been going through. And so
it's
I, not
birthday.
Like, oh, you,
go
you,
short.
You didn't think about how my birthday. It's not even about that. I'm having a good day. I'm having a great day, and I'm having a great day doing
happy birthday. I love you so much. Oh, my God.
I love you, too. So,
oh,
but,
my God,
yeah,
it's your birthday.
So
of course, it's May 1st. Yeah, that tells you where my brain's at because this is the first year
yeah.
in all the years that I know you. Wow.
I know. I'm not even. I'm like.
No, I know you're not. I know you're not. Plus, you know what? I gave you your present in New York.
Right. I know.
I gave you that bag. Okay. Okay. Okay.
No, there's plenty. You've
I know.
Plenty
I love you.
Along the way.
All right. I'll do 10 dream interpretations now. Go. Okay.
Well,
I have my pink journal here, so yeah. Oh my God, happy birthday! Oh my God, happy birthday! Yay, happy birthday! Well, that really tells you this. That I'm not faking anything, am I? God, that's wow. Oof, girl. Okay, just got a little reality. That's good. Reality is good. It's grounding. Okay, I am ready when you are, my love. Oh my God.
I will play a little bit of music.
You play, you shake that thing. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. Oh. Okay, 2-digit number, very rare, 42. That's
of course.
Right.
Of course, a 42. Yeah.
Now here's your message. So what's your personal year now? Ah, yes. Okay. Your message is to disconnect in order to protect yourself from confrontation is to suppress growth and puts limits on the wisdom which can enrich and serve you. Well, that's kind of the energy that you've been sort of around, that you really are feeling anxious or compelled, rather, not anxious, but compelled to switch up.
Yeah.
That yearning to, change of environment. And it's not even environment per se, it's more like energetic frequency, because the baseline, the dominating frequency where you are is that energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you want to do the opposite. You don't want to suppress growth, and you don't want to put limits on all your wisdom. And the thing is, you're not. I mean, look at this is why doing this show is so good for both of us, because mm-hmm. no matter the emotional, psychological, physical environment that we may find ourselves in on any given show day, we put that aside to be here for the audience and be here for each other. So I'll read it again. To disconnect in order to protect yourself from confrontation is to suppress growth and puts limits on the wisdom which can enrich and serve you. And sometimes disconnection is overthinking things. Or like, well, no, it's fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's disconnection.
Yeah.
That's disconnection. Yeah. I don't have to explain it because you know. 42. So what do you say with the 42? Because you know what this message is saying. I think it's perfect for your birthday.
I love it. Thank you so much.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah, 4 and 2. Thank you. The 4 and 2, 4 is, we talked about, it is about that idea, the planning, you know, the theory of things. So in a sense, that's it could be also a mental aspect. So having this idea of what things are supposed to do, how things are supposed to work, into number 2, which is then the relationship you have with everything and everybody else, including yourself, the higher self. When you put those two together, that's a 6. That's a 6. And the 6, even with that, I love how these numbers kind of flow through the different messages we pulled today, because that 6 is still a reminder of self-care, self-love.
Right.
And so when I'm looking at this 4 and 2, I would tell you normally there's a challenge that I have to number 4, because I can get too much into my head, too much of the, well, it's supposed to be like this.
Right.
I can't even compute what it means to be beyond that. But it's not true, because there's so many things that are, you know, we would call one off. But for some people, that's norm. That's the norm for them. Like dysfunction is the norm for some people. And, you know, being completely drunk all day on Saturdays is the norm for them on a Saturday. So for me to get out of that box means to actually, you know, accept people where they are and just, you know, get to know them wherever that is. Doesn't mean I have to be that person. This is probably why some of the dreams are about, you know, being that odd person out.
Always,
But still being able to be in groups, because it's not like, oh, I'm the odd person out and I'm alone. There's always a lot of people around me. But I'm also aware that there's certain things that I'm in tune with that they're not concerned about at all. And vice versa, that there are things that are so big into that to me is like I can't even imagine thinking about that kind of stuff, because it just doesn't rate on my scale of things that are important. But obviously you like it, so it's good. You know, just I don't need to be in that energy for that long. So getting to that has been really good. I mean, and honestly, I swear this thing journal has been amazing. Just writing things down. Even, you know, in the middle of the night, I can't read through some of it because it's so sloppy. It's like I haven't turned on the light. I'm like, I'm going to go back to sleep and just write some stuff down. But it's been really good. It's been a really good few days, few weeks. And, I did want to say, because I know we're out of time.
Yeah.
But Sophia came to me in a dream.
Night. Yes! Oh, my God.
And I woke up crying.
Of course. Oh, because she showed up.
She showed up. What happened was I'd gone to Lolita's ice cream parlor on Sunday night for they did their full moon meditation, which was great. And Reverend Adam had said, oh, yeah, he said, Sophia keeps coming in and out. Like, she just comes by. Like her presence is still here, but, you know, she's not in the physical. She just she's coming out. And she's like, oh, she's saying thank you.
That's what I was saying. Yes. That's exactly what I was going to say. Yes.
Mm.
Girl.
So it was so I remember even in the dream.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I know that you are like a ghost. Like, even in the dream, like, I know I'm the only one that can see you. Because she's
hanging
out.
Well, she's your cat. Hello.
Right. But and here's the end part of that. Part of the reason why, because in the dream when I saw her, I was so excited, but I wasn't crying, you know, at that point. But I remember in the dream I was hearing my aunt tell her voice. She's like, oh yeah, she's been living in a cardboard box down the street, you know, like in the neighborhood. And I remember getting really mad at hearing that. Like, so you're saying to me that this whole time she's just, you know, she's just been hanging. She just didn't want to come back home. You know, like, I see her. I know where she is. I know who she is. I know what she's doing. And she's here, you know. And I remember just wanting to take in every detail of her. Like, you know, her spots like that, you know. And she looks so thinner.
Oh, my God. But see, there you go. That, with the message that you pulled for yourself a second ago, that's the energy. There you go.
Right.
That story right there, that's that contrast that it's really screaming to get your attention. That, okay, it served you, you're grateful, and we're going to see what manifests and how perfect that you're in an eight and that you're learning to disconnect so that it's not over-accommodation or overthinking.
Right.
That's
right.
I mean, I am – what a birthday – that was your birthday present. When did she come
it
to
was,
you?
It was. Huh?
When did that happen?
So I guess Monday morning, so yesterday morning. I think
well, there
you go. It was in a dream. Yeah, it was after that. It was after that full moon. In fact, it was after the meditation – Reverend Adam had told me about, Sophia, you know, when he just told me about Sophia coming in and saying, you know, thank you and all that. So we're always popping in. And I told him, you know, and I haven't seen her yet in my dreams. But I remember crying in the car on the way home, thinking about, you know, thinking about that she's been around. So.
Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful. That's beautiful. And for you to access that, like that's the healing balm of grief. And to express that and not think about it.
Right.
Happy birthday. Happy
you
know what I mean? Like happy birthday, girl. Like, yeah, that's grace. That's beautiful. Just breathe that in. Just breathe that in. Take a spare hand and put it on your heart and just in through your nose and make sure the exhale is a little bit longer than the inhale. Just take three deep breaths. And that's just shifting the brain chemistry a little bit because that's what's happening. So, yeah, it's grieving. Sophia's actually, you've always said she's always been one of your greatest teachers. So, her time with you on this plane and her time in a different plane, she's still by your side saying, okay, it's your time to feel. And what better entity, what better being than, and you've had her, did you say it was like 15 years? How many years?
Yeah. 15, yeah.
Right. 15 years. And if you think about who you were when she was a kitten to who you are now as a woman, it's like the message that I gave Brittany. It's like, step back. She's your... I don't know that it's a geographical term, but what your road marker, whatever it is, like when like indicating the speedometer, whatever the hell it is, she's showing you, like what you've done, what you've accomplished. She's showing you not through thinking, but through showing through feeling.
Right.
And that's beautiful. That's a whole vocabulary that hasn't occurred to you. And that's beautiful. So like the best is yet to come.
Yeah.
You know, we close the show with, to brighter days ahead.
Right.
It doesn't mean that today isn't bright, but just we're aspiring toward brighter days. So whatever it takes to get there, when we're to Pastor Don, you know, he slept 10 hours and 5 days. I'm like, guess I'm asleep, girl. but it's that willingness to do what it takes. So whether it's allowing yourself, which you are, to face your grief head on, you know, in my case, to just face like the anxiety and the fear and the concern that I have for my child and to do something about it and to try to take as best care of myself that I can. So that means isolating myself for a second so that I can be out in the world when I need to make a dollar. Okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. So be it. So be it. But this is you showing that love to yourself and using Sophia as that example, as the role model for that. The fact that she came, I love it when they come into your dreams from the other side. That's contact. And you know it. You definitely know it. There's no doubt. You know it. You don't even have to talk to anybody. You just feel it in your DNA. You just know. How beautiful. What a gift. I mean, that's a gift.
It was. I was so happy. So happy to see her.
Oh, no, she's doing good. She's like, sucker, I'm having fun. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah. It's nice here. Oh, how fabulous. So she and Faith can hang out. They can have cocktails together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, girl. They'll be laughing at us, saying, oh, let's go to happy hour. Fuck these.
I know it.
Sweet. I forgot it's your birthday. I was swearing on the air. Okay. Oh, my God. But, you know, that's funny, too, when Pastor Don was like, but, you know, you seem to be on real radio. So true. So true.
I know.
So true. And you never know where your hookups are going to come from. So I'm like, you know what? I'm like, take the email. You never know. I don't judge.
Right.
I don't judge.
Right.
I'm like, okay. But it's wonderful to know that we are of service. And the thing is, you know, we'll wrap this up now with saying, Sophia, that was her service. Now she's doing something else. But to be in your household, to have lived through so many different experiences and households.
Yeah.
You went through a couple with her, several, really. And she's like, you got this. You got this. Yeah, now, I don't know from this, but I'm just getting the image. Did she ever used to kind of... you wouldn't feel her claws necessarily, like she was kind of not, you wouldn't feel it to the point that it would hurt, but did she kind of would like sort of like need you, like needing breath, like kind of like a, not a massage?
My ongoing joke was she was one of those cats that didn't know how to retract her claws, so I felt them. I used to get mad.
Oh, isn't that funny? So you felt the claws, but did she do that? That she would just be like, like with her claws back and forth.
She's just because cats like to do that, but most cats will know how to reach their claws. They will you'll just feel the paws, but not the claws. But with her, she never learned that.
It hurt.
I used to get mad at her for it. I used to ask you nicely.
Well, it's funny how that's coming. That's funny how that I got that pick that's coming in. So maybe she's saying, "Oh, sorry, I don't know." But that because I got the image of that, and I'm thinking because I'm not really a cat person, but I know most cats will know how to do that, and so that's why I asked you the question. So she did it anyway.
She did claws. She had the claws, and it was. And I know she wasn't trying to be mean. It's just she
no,
never
no, no,
learned
no,
to
no.
do
that,
it.
No.
Yeah.
That she's like no. She is totally innocent. Like I want to show you that love, but oops.
Yeah.
Right. I'm sorry. Oops. Right. Oh, that's funny. But that I got that, and it's interesting that I did ask about the claws. So interesting. Yeah.
She's called that making biscuits on your lap.
Biscuits. Oh, that's so cute. Oh, that's
you
adorable.
Need the dough.
She needing the dough. Oh my God. Well, anyway, that picture came in the question with the claws. So that must that okay. So you found an association with that. Yeah, well, now she's doing it from heaven, so it's not going to draw blood, which is good. Oh,
cool,
my God. She ain't going to break no skin. She can make those biscuits. Now I want a biscuit. Ah, okay. I have to go to Georgia to get some biscuits.
That's
right. Girl. That's well, right. So what are you going to do today? I know we're off the air, but I don't care. So what are you going to do today?
Today I'll probably do a little bit of work because it's an 8-year. You'll work,
right?
But I think we're gonna get my toes done. But yes, Selma, we're going to go get our toes.
Yes.
And then tonight we're going to have dinner. I haven't made reservations. I don't think they're going to take reservations. I just told people to show up. It's one of those new restaurants I went to a couple weeks ago. It's Venezuelan.
Girl.
So, yeah.
So you know you have to get on that bus.
Well, that's what it's called. It's called a restaurant.
Dying. That's my okay. When I go to Atlanta, we have to go there.
That we're totally gonna go there. Yeah, I went there a couple weeks ago, but
that food is good.
With some friends, and when I went, I had eaten a very late lunch, so I really wasn't hungry. I think I got some little appetizer, which was great, but I had a little bit. Like everyone was like, but you gotta try a bite of this because everyone loved the food. So what I did try. And if you follow me on Instagram, I had a picture of a pyramid of rice in a bowl, black beans and a little cilantro on top. I had I took a picture of that. It was so good. It was so impressive looking. That's how they serve the rice in the whole pyramid style. But yeah, that's where we're going tonight.
it's so funny. There in spirit. That food is the best.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'll send you the link because
send me the link. That's my kind of restaurant. Right. Yes. Is your cousin coming? Is Anna coming?
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
Amy? I invited a lot of random people, a lot of friends that I have another friend whose birthday is today as well, and it's his 40th. So I called, talked to his wife a few days ago. I'm like, hey, you know, what are you guys doing? Because I know it's like
it's a big
milestone
birthday,
year, we have a lot of friends in common. And I'm never like, I want to go to my party. It's not about that. We usually all get together at some point.
Yeah.
Because it's a school night, you know, they have a little kid, so they're like, we'll come over. You know, we'll definitely come over for years, and then they are planning something. A couple weeks from now for all of us to get together, you know,
nice.
You know, like hiking or do something.
I like
something.
The celebration all year round. That's what I say.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Every day this week, I've got, you know, either some type of lunch or dinner planned with random, you know, friends. And then my sister-in-law's birthday is Saturday. So my brother said, come on over. We're going to do
nice.
A birthday lunch. So,
nice.
So and I'll see that tonight as well. So it's
that's so yay.
Yeah, there's a lot to do. Definitely.
So much to celebrate, and please tell Anna and Amy that their care package is a lifesaver, and they'll know what that means. Yeah.
Yeah.
They literally saving my life. Literally medicine. Not even anything else than that. Just like, oh my God. I would not be functioning. I'm sending you a hug. I love you so much. Happy birthday. It's nice to be kind of brought back into reality a little bit. I'm like, okay, it's May 1st. It's a birthday. Okay, good. Okay, now what else? Okay, so that's, yes. Happy birthday. And I can't wait till hear about it on Thursday. So, if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. This particular show is scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Happy birthday. I love you so much, my dear friend and co-host, and looking forward to brighter days ahead. Love you.
Thank you. Love you too.
Girl.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.